Hello, my friends. Welcome to the Finessa Empowers podcast. I am Dr. Finessa, empowerment coach and author. Our topic for today is The Plan, a chapter from my devotional book, Grace Gems. The scripture reference today comes from Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 through 13 from the New International Version. And it reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart." Purpose, calling, assignment. We all at one time or another in our lives worry and wonder about why we're here. What are we supposed to be doing on earth? What is our purpose, our calling, and our assignment? Many of us spend our entire lives searching for answers to these piercing questions that plague us. On the flip side of that, when bad things happen or our plans don't go exactly as planned, the first one we tend to blame is God. We ask a myriad of questions like, "Lord, why is this happening? Lord, why did you let this happen? Lord, don't you love me? Lord, are you listening to me? Lord, are you even there?" My friends, God is not to blame. And yes, He is there. Life happens. We may not have answers to these burning questions, and I've asked them on numerous occasions. I've learned through the years that when I have questions, I go to the Lord in prayer and ask for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Society tells us that we're supposed to be self-sufficient and accomplish things on our own. God's word tells us that we do not have to try to figure life out on our own. We can come to Him and ask for His direction and His plan for our lives. God knows the plan for our lives, and despite the trouble, tribulations, and trials we may face, the Lord's plan is to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11 is an awesome scripture to meditate on when our first inclination is to blame God for any harm we're experiencing at the moment. Contrary to popular belief, God is not sitting on His throne in a black judge robe waving a golden cavil. The Lord wants us to experience total prosperity in our minds, hearts, bodies, souls, spirits, and strength. He desires to show us all the wonderful things He desires for us. To gain access, we must pray for wisdom with an open, willing heart to receive what He has and what He says. To truly plan for anything, we must surrender our finite plans and receive His internal plan. In our own strength, we can only accomplish goals limited to our finite thinking. Yet, when we choose to release control of our limited plan and allow God to give us His unlimited plan, we can do the impossible and our lives prosper beyond measure. Sprint, T-Mobile, AT&T, and other phone carriers have nothing on God's unlimited plan, let me tell you. Thus, our purpose, our calling, and our assignment on this earth becomes crystal clear. Our purpose, our calling, and our assignment is to prosper, to not be harmed, to receive and give hope and a future. Yes, my friends, we can do it. Not in ourselves, but in God. We can do anything and everything God places in our hearts to do. That desire you have right now burning in your spirit is the very thing God wants you to prosper in. That dream, that career, that goal, that passion, whatever it is that gives you great joy, excitement, and makes your heart happy is the very plan God has for you. Allow the Lord to relieve your worries and concern about life. God's word promises that He will perfect everything that concerns you, and His mercy endures forever. Please do not believe the lie that God seeks to destroy you. There is only one entity, Satan, the god of this world, that seeks to kill and steal and destroy your life. God desires that you have life and life more abundantly. All we need to do is just ask, and the Father is there longing to supply our every need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Trust God. Trust the plan. This has been your Empowerment Moment with Dr. Finessa. Thank you for tuning in. And if you have any topics that you would like for me to discuss, please send me a message and connect with me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter, on my website at www.finessaempowers.com. And remember, it only takes one moment to change your life. You have the power within to expose and empower the awesome in you. Share your awesomeness with the world and facilitate change.